Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeLuda or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Welcome back into Rock On Retirement Show. Coach Pete right here, Mr. Chuck Caton to the right of me, and in the other side of the glass in the other room, Mr. Thomas Lipscomb, working the board. He does all the work over there, doesn't he, Chuck?
Oh, I mean, he's tireless. Look at him. He's sweating and everything. I mean,
guys.
I'm sorry. I'm not politically correct. You're perspiring.
The way he's hammering around that keyboard, he looks like that dude from the Snoopies that used to play the piano all the time.
I know.
Charlie Brown, I mean. Yeah,
there you go.
Not Charlie Brown, but the Charlie Snoopy.
The other guy, Charlie Brown Show.
Was it Charlie Brown or Snoopy?
Yeah, now I just wonder if
does he
type like he plays the piano, like with two fingers?
It looks like he's typing away. Oh, okay. You know what? When we were at break, we started talking about, we listened to the great tunes, by the way. We're talking about the AI, the artificial intelligence that we talked about earlier. And it's just amazing these days what people use AI for. Yeah. But we decided to ask, we just pulled AI up here in the studio. And Thomas, what did we ask her?
So, by the way.
We've named her. Her name is Miss Chatty.
Miss Chatty.
Like ChatGPT. Miss Chatty. Miss Chatty is going to join the show with us every now and then. And Thomas, what did you ask Miss Chatty today for her very first question on the Rock On Retirement Show?
So I was thinking about the fundamentals of retirement planning. So I asked her, what are some important things about retirement we should be paying attention to? And so that is what I asked her. And I asked her to say that in two sentences or less. And this was the response.
When planning for retirement, it's crucial to consider factors like savings, investment strategies, healthcare expenses, and lifestyle choices. Additionally, consulting with a financial advisor can help ensure a secure and comfortable retirement.
It sounds so corporate.
Only if that financial advisor is a retirement planner, Thomas. She's wrong.
That's good. Yeah. See, and this is where... yes.
No, see? Because that's where people do. A financial planner is not going to help you through retirement, folks.
No.
They're not going to help you. Chuck, what am I? I'm a retirement income certified
professional. Absolutely. We just discussed that in the first segment. I mean, what's the matter with her? That is artificial intelligence.
For some reason, my car didn't get fixed. Why? Well, I brought it to the dentist. Well, that's not going to work then.
There you go. Well, and this is the whole thing with AI, isn't it? Who's sourcing the information and who's sourcing the information?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Financial planners are not going to get you through retirement unless they're certified in retirement planning.
There you go.
You have to have streams of income that is guaranteed for the rest of your life when you reach retirement. One stream that's guaranteed is Social Security.
Right.
But that's not going to get you to do like the lifestyle choice she said. Chuck, what do you like to do? You like to play golf, don't you?
Like to play golf. Yeah. I like to travel a bit with my family, go to see the kids and the grandkids. And there are expenses involved with all of this.
Do you ever bring your golf clubs with you when you travel?
Yes, I absolutely do.
That looks like more of a pain in the butt than it's worth to me, having to lug this big club.
I know,
around.
Especially my Cooper.
Do you have a Cooper?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, that's new.
No, I have a Hugo, though.
They don't even make those things anymore.
Yeah,
but the golf clubs is something because it gets expensive to play golf.
Sure does.
Greens fees, carts, 19th hole.
Yeah, so the 19th hole is the most expensive to some. You know,
there you go.
I've paid my share of those bills.
So it's about planning for retirement, Thomas. But it is amazing, and this is going to get smarter and smarter. This ChatGPT stuff, but
it
might not be smart in the right way, or it might not take everything into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And if it messes up, who are you going to blame?
Yeah,
that's the problem there. Yep. And then even these driverless cars. If you're in a driverless car, let's say you're sitting in the driver's seat, but you're not really driving. You're letting the car do it, and it's weaving, let's say, and the cop pulls you over. And the reason why you had it driving is because you you had some alcohol, but you weren't the one driving. The car was. Could you still get a DWI if the AI was weaving all over the place?
Yeah.
It is going to be a situation.
A lot of stuff there. Hey, speaking of weaving all over the place, we've got something where we weaved all the way through the tax code, over 80,000 pages, and we put together the tax planning guide for this year, folks. Your roadmap to reduce taxes this year, and most importantly, into the future. Thomas, this is a great workbook we put together. We're going to make this available. Now, people can get this. It's like 15 pages of all the important heard this phrase when they cook, you put a big pot of water or something and you boil it down to nothing?
Right.
Well, we took the tax code, 80,000 pages, and boiled it down to 17 pages of relevant information that everyone needs to pay attention to.
Yeah.
But it's very, very important that people do pay attention to the tax code because we can look ahead, do tax planning, look ahead to protect your behind from the tax man. Mm-hmm. So a lot of taxes will sneak up on you, but they wouldn't have sneaked up on you if you would have been paying attention or your advisor would have been notifying you on very important points to pay attention to.
Well, that's part of retirement planning, and that is what you do so well, Coach. I mean, the bottom line is that is an important aspect of retirement. What are you, you know, you have an unwitting partner in Uncle Sam.
He's always there for you.
You know, Aunt Caroline, Aunt whatever state, you know.
Uncle Cooper in North Carolina.
Uh-huh. So I got to be aware of that because what you think is maybe $100,000 is not. It might be $80,000 or something.
Here's something that comes up on the radar is the real estate taxes keep increasing.
Oh,
every
yeah.
single year, you know, they meet, the county commissioners meet, the city commissioners meet, and usually they vote for tax increases.
Yeah. I heard you say that recently on another program where you say when you think you own your house, you really don't, even if you don't have a mortgage.
Yep.
You still have expenses.
You still have your tax bill. If you don't pay your tax bill, you'll find out real quickly you don't own your house.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's scary.
It is.
Because and especially if they keep raising taxes, which they do, and then some people will not be able to afford to stay in their house. So that's one of the things we build into our retirement plans is an emergency account to help you pay those extra bills. Maybe the inflation goes out of control, taxation goes out of control.
Yeah.
Now we at least have a third stream of income to keep us where we are or get us to do better things instead of not having that income and having to change zip codes in a bad way.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
There's a great chart in our seven financial blind spots that references the percentage of national GDP to debt versus the income tax rate. And it is amazing how they tend to correlate with each other, except right now we are kind of in a low tax situation.
It doesn't seem like it.
No, but the GDP to debt ratio is very, very high. So there has to be some adjusting coming.
You're talking Greek now. But anyway, seven financial blind spots workbook. How many pages is that?
It is almost 50 pages long.
Wow. How can people get now? Let's tell folks a website, a very important website, yourmoneydesk.com.
Yes.
Yourmoneydesk.com. I mean, it's your financial situation, your desk, so it's your money desk, your money too, hopefully. Yourmoneydesk.com. Thomas, what do people see when they go there?
So when you get to your money desk, you're going to see, I love to use this word, treasure trove, two words, of information. We have videos, workbooks, audios, all sorts of resources on that page. We've just added, even this month, fundamentals of retirement planning that we were talking about earlier, a really solid resource in addition to these others that we're talking about. So if you'd like to get your hands on this, visit yourmoneydesk.com or you can call 888-456-7577. That's 888-456-7577.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.